W7WOW on EchoLink from Dyer, Nevada. Whiskey 7, Whiskey Oscar Whiskey. Bob here in Dyer, Nevada on EchoLink. Over. All right, I didn't get it all, but I got the Victor, the four, Victor Whiskey Alpha. I believe it was in November in front of that. The name is Bob, Bravo Oscar Bravo, in Dyer, Nevada. That's D-Y-E-R, Nevada, in Western Nevada on EchoLink. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. Good to hear from you at such a distance. And this is Steve, Sierra, Tango, Echo, Victor, Echo. And it's Kilo, November 4, Victor, Whiskey, Alpha. And right now I am about 8 miles south of the North Carolina border in South Carolina. And I'm on Interstate 26. So you'll have me for a short time, but not a long time, because I'll be going into the shadows of the mountains over here. How are you today? And it's awfully early for you.
Oh, yeah. It's 9:23 here. We're in the Pacific Standard Time Zone. It's about 45 degrees now, warming up from our low of 26 this morning, with partly cloudy skies and just a very light breeze. So a typical February day for us. Elevation here is 4,900 feet. We're up in the high desert country, you might say, in a valley surrounded by mountains. They go up to about 13,000 feet on one side and about 9,000 feet on the other. So I was just checking out EchoLink and this repeater. I have a cousin that lives in Spartanburg. I imagine he can hit it from Spartanburg. What do you think? Over.
You can absolutely hit this repeater from Spartanburg without any problem. Yep. And it's a good strong repeater. It's up on Caesar's Head Mountain. And I'm just about to go into a valley, so I may get a little bit weak on you for just a couple of minutes. If I do, I enjoy talking to you, and I'll try to pop back in with you. Now give me your call sign one more time.
Okay, it's W7WOW, like W7WOW, and the name is Bob. And let me have your name again there.
Down in just a little bit of a hole. I don't know if you can hear me, but this is Kilo November 4, Victor Whiskey Alpha, and it's Steve. Sierra, Tango, Echo, Victor, Echo.
Okay, Steve. Yeah, I copied you. You're starting to break up a little bit, so I'm going to say 73 for now and send an email to my cousin in Spartanburg and see if he can hit this repeater and talk to me. So I know you're heading into the shadows there, so thanks for coming back to me. 73 from W7WOW.
WOW, enjoy the QSO. I hope you have a lovely day. And this will be KN4BWA, and I am clear. Thank you, sir.
WOW, WA2PCN, copy.
Yeah, I got WA2, and I'm not sure the first letter, whether it's a Victor or a Bravo. Charlie November. This is W7WOW here in Dyer, Nevada on EchoLink.
WOW, this is Whiskey Alpha 2 Papa Charlie November. And I'm in Moore, South Carolina, which is kind of halfway between Greenville and Spartanburg. Just checking out a new ground plane vertical that I put up to see if it works, and it looks like it's hitting this repeater. I wonder how we sound out there. Back to you, W7WOW, WA2PCN. Handle is Van, Victor, Abel, Nancy.
Oh, okay, Van. Well, your audio is plenty loud. It's got a little bit of crackling in the background. I don't know if it's windy there or not. I know it's pretty windy here sometimes, and that causes my signal to crackle a little bit from static building up on the vertical. But 100% copy, no problem. I just noticed a little bit of crackling in the background. And thanks for coming back to me. Back to you, Van.
Bob, nice to meet you. I've got an ICOM 705, which I'm just setting up, and put up a little homebrew ground plane vertical for 2 meters and 440 megahertz, and it looks like it's working pretty well. It's a little low down. It's sitting right next to a metallic rain gutter, so I'm a little surprised that it works. I'm not surprised that I'm not 100% quieting, because we are quite far away from the repeater, about 30 miles or so. So the fact that it's working at all is making my whole day. So I'll say thanks for coming back. It was nice to meet you, Bob, and I'll keep an ear out for you again. W7WOW WA2PCN is clear after your final.
Okay, just pausing there to let the circuits all drop out. Takes about 2 seconds when you're on Echolink. So you have to pause after you talk, and or before you talk. So WA2PCN, yeah, Van, doing good. I'd say 95% full quieting. I mean, you're not going to get a whole lot better than that. So good job, and good job with the 705. I guess that only puts out about 5 watts on 2 meters. I'm not sure, but anyway, that's a nice little rig. It's the, what do they call that, a lunchbox rig. It does everything from 180 meters on up through 440. Anyway, good talking to you. First contact with a 705. Of course, I'm not on a radio here. I'm on a Motorola cell phone. So it's tapped into the internet through my Wi-Fi. So, Van, 73 to you. WA2, Papa Charlie November. This is Whiskey 7, Whiskey Oscar Whiskey, clear.
GSX.
And it's November 4, Delta Juliet Charlie. Handle is G.